Welcome back, Soil Nation. This is Trent Stout with Stout Seed in Ainsworth, Iowa, recording live on the road this week. I wanted to get back in touch with you regarding Mitchell's question in markets that he asked in the last episode. You can respond directly to me at Seed Junkie on Twitter. Find me on Facebook. I'd love to hear your feedback. I know we'd like to hear kind of anybody's feedback on this new format that we're trying out, which just allows us to keep creating content for you guys as we're working through our busy schedules. So last week, Mitchell asked me a question regarding grain marketing and my thoughts kind of around the marketing outlook in general. And I am definitely not a market analyst, nor am I a market specialist, but I can give just a few thoughts. I think if you listen to last season, these thoughts really have not changed. And so, you know, in general, just what I think about markets is there's, when you're developing a strategy, and I know this is pretty elementary, but something that oftentimes we still run into with guys that we work with, and that is understanding where your break-even point is. And without, you know, understanding that from a baseline perspective, it's really hard to go in with a effective marketing strategy. So understand where your break-even point is, even in these low commodity price times. I know things are currently on the rebound. I think there's some bullish tendencies still in the marketplace. So it's probably a good time for you to look at your harvest data, look at how many bushels you think you have left for this crop that just came in, and to be looking to forward contract where you want to get rid of that at and what that market looks like. But I think I want to kind of move into a different direction rather than to talk to you about just commodity marketing. And I think there's a lot of opportunity, and we've been pretty forward in sharing our thoughts on direct marketing. And I think as producers, we can often get ourselves caught into a cycle of these low commodity markets, and it's making things very difficult in the countryside. And as some of the best innovators in the world, I think it's as farmers, we have to take on the capacity of thinking, how can I market directly to the consumer? What am I doing, or what can I implement in enterprises that I currently have on the farm, or opportunities that I have on the farm? How can I diversify those opportunities and take on more of a direct marketing approach where I can capture some of this premium? And so that's something that we've actually been working with several people around our area here in Southeast Iowa. We have some people that are really, really have taken that on and are doing really well with it. And we have a lot of people who are just currently entering that marketplace. But I think you have to look at how the game has changed from a technology standpoint. I think you can look at things like Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and that platform and what you can do to reach an audience with things that you're doing, things that you're doing differently, your approach, your belief systems, and how you're producing, whether it be food or a product, an end product, to a growing health conscious marketplace. And I know that we sometimes think some of these labels that exist in the, you know, scare labels or food labeling programs that exist out there sometimes really only resonate within urban areas. But I think we can feel a lot of these ripple tides moving into even our small rural towns, where people are now becoming more conscious of what they're putting in their body. They, you know, whether you believe with that science, what science you do believe in, I'm not here to argue that. I'm just here to say that I think that consumer is trending in a direction in which there's opportunity for producers to tweak their operations and reach a consumer with a premium. And so I would highly encourage this winter, as things slow down, take a look at your operation, take a look at the personnel that you have. If you have, you know, children there that are now back in the operation where you're supporting more incomes, is there ways to diversify your operation to go after a premium in a direct market situation? And I think you will find that there is opportunity, and that some of your young kids that are now graduating from college and coming back to the farm with their capability and understanding of technology can enlighten you into the opportunities that exist to reach such a wide base and such a wide population for relatively no money whatsoever. And so things that you do and can do, and just documenting your practices, your beliefs, putting those onto social media platforms, allow for you such cheap advertising, and at the end, I think can turn around and produce very big dividends, where we're not relying on this global world market for the 100% portion of our income. So we can do some things very simply, integrate them into our current practices, and that ultimately at the end of the day, I think, can help support multiple incomes if you're trying to bring kids back into the operation, and it can be done in a fashion that is trending with how we feel, or how I feel, the consumer is moving. So I welcome any feedback on that. I would love to hear stories of, especially success stories, or even challenges, and people who are doing this currently. So if you're listening and you are direct marketing, please reach out to us, because we love to hear those stories. If you're struggling with a tactic and an approach on how to get that done, again, reach out to us. We'd love to give you feedback. We'd love to share with you, maybe even put you in touch with people who are currently doing this. And like I said, returning pretty good income to the farms. So I thank you for listening. The question that I would ask Mitch now is something that I guess maybe more in his wheelhouse is boron. Boron has become a real big buzzword when it comes to soybean yields. And so I know that boron and sulfur are two microbes that are very important in production. And we tend to see deficiencies as I'm looking at soil results right now. So I would like to hear Mitch's take on effective levels of those two nutrients and what are effective strategies in getting those back into the operation. Mitch also had a great meeting today with a company called Trace Genomics. And if you don't know Trace Genomics, you can look that up. They're doing some fascinating things with soil health and I believe DNA testing of soil health, which are soil samples. They're doing DNA testing on that to determine some really fascinating things. So you can go to Mitchell's, I know he just put out a blog on that meeting on his Dynamic Continuum on Facebook. Go check that out there. And I would love to hear some general thoughts that he has regarding that meeting as well. So thanks for tuning in. Like I said, find me on Facebook, find me on Twitter @SeedJunkie, and I'd love to hear some feedback. Thank you.